I'll call the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, in the Belts Committee Room in the State Capitol in Juneau. Present today are Senators Wilkowski, Klayman, Merrick, and Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Kawasaki. Before we start the meeting, please silence your cell phones. I wanted to remind members and testifiers that all questions and comments should be directed through the chair. And before testifying, please clearly state your name, title, and affiliation for the record. With us today from Senate Records is Carrie Cooperrider. Thank you for being here. And Jake Wade from the Legislative Information Office is our teleconference moderator. On today's agenda, we have two bills. First, we'll be taking up Senate Bill 26, sponsored by Senator Kaufman, an act relating to special registration plates commemorating peace officers who are killed in the line of duty. We'll open it up briefly to public testimony, and then it's my intent to move the bill today. We will then hear Senate Bill 22, sponsored by Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, an act establishing Juneteenth as a legal holiday. We will open public and invited testimony before setting the bill aside for a future hearing. The first order of business is Senate Bill 26. As you recall, we heard Senate Bill 26 at the second meeting of the State Affairs Committee, and members do have a draft of a committee substitute for Senate Bill 26 in the packets. And at this time, I'd like to have a motion to adopt the committee substitute as the working document. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt the committee substitute for SB 26 Work Order 33-LS0238/B as our working document.
Thank you, Senator Klayman, and I will object for purposes of discussion. My staff, Joe Hayes, will come up and explain the changes. Okay, we're back on the record. We have Joe Hayes, the explanations for the B version of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. This is the summary of changes for SB 26. So on page 2, line 1, we add a number 3, add correction officers to the bill to the bill's definition of peace officer. And then page 2, lines 2 and 3, we number the two sections accordingly. And those are the changes, Mr. Chair.
And are there questions for Mr. Hayes or the sponsor of the amendment? Comments? Okay. With that, I'll remove my objection to adopting the committee substitute for Senate Bill 26. Are there any further objections? Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Kaufman, if you and your staff would like to come up, provide a short summary. Welcome.
Thank you. For the record, Senator James Kaufman, District F, Anchorage. And this brief summary of this bill is to create a commemorative license plate for, as we say, to remember the fallen. So for commemorating peace officers killed in the line of duty. And it came about as a result of being contacted by a constituent that pointed out that he'd been trying to get this for years and hadn't. I said, well, let me take that up. I think it's something that we should have among the license plates offered by the Department DMV. So anyway, of motor vehicles. So it's really the purpose. It's that simple. So just to create that commemorative plate. So really, if there's any further questions, I'm happy to take those.
Are there questions for Senator Kaufman or his staff on the bill? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to note for the record that I still have some concerns about the fiscal note, but I will bring that up in full finance.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you, Senator Merrick. Are there further questions? Okay, do we have a motion at this time? Senator Klayman.
Did you want to have public testimony?
Oh, sorry, yes. Thank you, Senator Klayman. Before that, we will open up public testimony to see if there's anybody online or in the room. So with that, public testimony is open. Is there anybody in the room who would like to testify on Senate Bill 26 today? Doesn't appear so, and it also doesn't appear there's anybody currently online. So with that, I'll close public testimony. Now, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move CS for SB 26 Work Order 33-LS0238-B be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note.
And are there any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 26 version B is reported out of committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the committee report. Okay, reconvene the Senate State Affairs Committee back to order. Next before the committee, we have Senate Bill 22. Presenting will be Senator L.V. Gray Jackson and Senator Gray Jackson's staff, Bessie Odom. Afterwards, we'll have some invited testimony and any other testimony from other folks who might be online for questions. Senator Gray Jackson and Ms. Odom, please take a seat and start whenever you are ready.
Thank you. This is Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, and I'm here with my Chief of Staff, Bessie Odom. And first, I'd like to thank the Chairman and the rest of the committee members for hearing this very, very important bill. The bill that I'm bringing forward will elevate Juneteenth to the level of other legal holidays, such as the 4th of July, Labor Day, and Memorial Day. I hope that by elevating this day, we can create an environment for a better understanding of history in Alaska and America. Juneteenth has been overlooked for far too long. This moment in our nation's history shows the urgent need for history to be more thoroughly understood. When we talk about America, we often think about high ideals like freedom and justice. By studying Juneteenth, we can better understand how these ideas have simply not been applied equally. Even when President Lincoln gave the Emancipation Proclamation, it took nearly 3 years for many enslaved African Americans to enjoy this new freedom. There are millions of Americans whose parents or grandparents were denied the right to vote, or marry across race, or attend a desegregated school. This wasn't 500 years ago, it was barely a little more than 50. In 1865, Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended. This news meant that enslaved people were now free. Since 1865, people across the world have joined together to celebrate an important day. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, is a holiday celebrating the emancipation of previously enslaved peoples in America. Each year on June 19th, people of all races join one another in fellowship to honor those who gave so much for America and educate themselves about the struggles toward liberation for Black Americans. Juneteenth has been recognized and celebrated throughout Alaska. There have been many events ranging from parades to street fairs. Senate Bill 22 will make Juneteenth an observed legal state holiday alongside July 4th and Memorial Day. This bill will make Juneteenth a paid state holiday. And if I can add one more thing, why Juneteenth is so significant, Mr. Chairman, well, it's my anniversary of arriving in Anchorage 40 years ago. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Let's see, do we have any questions? Yes, Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Gray Jackson, for bringing this bill forward. Your sponsor statement says this would make Juneteenth a paid state holiday. Which part of the bill outlines that?
If you look at the bill, it is in the same section of state statutes that designates other holidays. So on line 6, it adds the 19th of June, known as Juneteenth Day.
Okay, and then again going to the fiscal note. Oh, follow up. Please, thank you. The fiscal note says that it creates a legal holiday without more specificity. It doesn't necessarily make it a paid state holiday.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Senator Merrick, I had a conversation with legal, and they agree with me that this bill, the way it's drafted, does make it a paid state holiday. No offense to the staff who created the fiscal note, but legal says that it correctly makes it a paid state holiday. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Senator Merrick, we do have two people online. One is Kate Sheeran, the director of the Division of Personnel and Labor Relations. We also have Margaret Bergered from Legislative Legal across. So if you need to ask or direct those questions to either of those two.
I feel comfortable. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If you'd like, my staff can go over the section analysis if you'd like that.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. I guess we'll call Ms. Odom if you'd like to, for the record, state your name, affiliation, and go over the bill with us, wherever it's at.
For the record, my name is Bessie Odom, Chief of Staff to Senator Gray Jackson. The sectional analysis for SB 22, Section 1, this section amends AS 44-12010A, the statute regarding legal holidays. Specifically, it requires that June 19th, known as Juneteenth Day, be considered a legal holiday. Section 2, this section amends AS 44-12020, the statute regarding holidays that fall on a Sunday, with conforming language that reflects Section 1 of this bill. Last but not least, Section 3 repeals AS 44-12090.
Super. Are there questions of Ms. Odom this afternoon? Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you very much for bringing this bill, Senator Gray Jackson.
My honor.
Would this holiday apply to municipalities, local municipalities as well?
Through the chair, thank you so much, Senator Bjorkman, for that question. But the Anchorage Assembly introduced an ordinance on the 7th of February to make Juneteenth a paid holiday in addition to Indigenous Day. So like right now, it's a federal law, thanks to President Biden for doing an executive order. So it's a federal law for federal employees, and this would be a state law. An answer to your question for state employees.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it wouldn't be, I guess what I'm trying to understand is under federal guidelines about holidays, they have holidays that must be paid holidays. Would this be similar to that from the state level for political subunits?
Through the chair, Senator Bjorkman, this bill would make Juneteenth a paid state holiday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Chairman, if I may, we have a brief PowerPoint presentation. It should take less than 5 minutes. If we can have an at ease to set that up really quickly.
Yep, we will have brief at ease you could set up. Okay, we're now back on the record. There's a brief four-slide presentation, Senator L.V. Gray Jackson.
Thank you. I will, Senator Gray Jackson speaking, I will hand it over to my Chief of Staff, Bessie Odom. Thank you.
Again, for the record, this is Bessie Odom. What is Juneteenth? Juneteenth is also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Emancipation Day, or Liberation Day. The word Juneteenth itself results from the words June and 19th being combined together in speech. Juneteenth is a holiday that celebrates the end of slavery within the United States. On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers arrived to take control of Texas and enforce the emancipation of slaves within the state. In Galveston, Texas, the newly freed slaves held large public celebrations and so laid the basis for future Juneteenth activities. Juneteenth became a federal holiday last year. It is now one of the 11 official federal holidays, or 12 for federal workers, in the District of Columbia and surrounding areas during presidential inauguration years, meaning that federal workers get a paid day off and there is no mail delivery. Moving forward, we'll talk a little bit about the trend across the United States and abroad. Texas was the first state to pass the legislation that would require Juneteenth to be observed as a state holiday in 1980. Followed by Texas, the second state to do so was Florida in 1991, Oklahoma in 1994, Minnesota in 1996, Delaware in 2000, and Idaho in 2001. There is also several companies across the U.S. that also celebrate Juneteenth in some capacity or another, one of those being Tesla, Nike, Target, NFL, and Lyft. In addition to being celebrated across the U.S., as you can see on the map on the right, other countries celebrate the holiday as well. This includes South Korea, Israel, France, Guam, Honduras, Japan, Taiwan, and Trinidad and Tobago. What does it mean for Juneteenth to become a state holiday? In some states, people employed by the state may have a day off of work. Stores, post offices, and other organizations and businesses are likely to be open as usual, but some may be closed or have restricted opening hours in some areas. Many public transport services operate on their usual schedule, but there may be some changes. Thank you.
Super. Other questions for Ms. Odom? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for that presentation. I just have a question. On one of your slides, it says that because it's a federal holiday, there will be no mail delivery. And then on your final slide on page 4, it says that post offices are likely to be open as usual.
Would you like me to speak to that?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you, through the chair, Senator Merrick, for that question. It's a federal holiday. Post offices are closed because I didn't get any mail on June 19th. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions of the sponsor of the bill, Senator Clayman?
Not really a question, I always found it interesting. Why did they go to Galveston? Because Galveston is the small town and Houston is the big town. But in 1865, Houston was not a town. And Galveston was the major port city for the Texas Gulf Coast. And so when you visit, when you're in Houston and somebody says, let's go to Galveston, which my wife and I did early in our marriage, you drive to Galveston and it's a really old town with a lot of history. And it's the old port city for that part of Texas, which is why that's where they all arrived. So it's an interesting little feature. And if you get to that part of Texas, a trip to Galveston is well worth the journey because it has this very history you're describing and why this is such a great bill.
Through the chair, Senator Clayman. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for your geographic history of Texas, Senator Clayman. We're now going to open this up for public testimony. We have two people online to testify. With that, I'll open public testimony. First, it looks like we have online is Celeste Hodge. Are you online, Sodge?
I am.
Hi, please state your name and name and affiliation for the record.
All right. Good afternoon. My name is Celeste Hodge Browden. I'm the president and CEO of the Alaska Black Caucus. The Alaska Black Caucus is a local nonprofit organization formed in the 70s to champion the lives of Black people and other people of color in the areas of health, economics, education, and justice. I'm calling in today to urge support of Senate Bill 22 to establish Juneteenth Day as a state of Alaska holiday. And I want to thank you, Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, for bringing this bill forward. As we know, and as was shared, Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of African American slaves in Texas on June 19, 1865. And as was shared on that date, U.S. Army General Gordon Granger issued a faithful declaration of freedom some 2 months and 10 days after Lee surrendered to Grant in the courthouse in Virginia, ending the American Civil War. Joyful celebrations of Juneteenth began a year later, starting in communities around Texas. Juneteenth festivals spread across the South, growing into food festivals and celebrations of Black culture in the 1920s and 30s. As the Great Migration carried millions of African Americans out of the South into other parts of the country, Juneteenth celebrations spread with them. Formal recognition of Juneteenth cultural festivals started by proclamation in Texas in 1938. Texas again led the way with legislation in 1979. On June 2020, when then presidential candidate Joe Biden celebrated Juneteenth as a holiday, and President Donald Trump declared his support for making Juneteenth a federal holiday. On June 15, 2021, the U.S. Senate passed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act by unanimous vote, and a day later, the House approved the measure by a vote of 415-14. But then on June 17, 2021, President Biden signed the bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday. And I pause because even now I feel the weight that was lifted from me, and I know so many other people that look like me feel the same way. Today, all 50 states in the District of Columbia recognize Juneteenth either as a state holiday or a day of observance. And at least 21 states now recognize Juneteenth as a paid state holiday. The number of such states is growing year by year, and the Alaska Black Caucus urges Alaska to join with other states that recognize Juneteenth as a paid state holiday, so more Alaskans can truly participate in the celebration of Black culture that Juneteenth represents today. Over the 155 years since the first Juneteenth celebration in Texas, the holiday has maintained its positive character as a joyous celebration of freedom and emancipation, rejoicing in the best of African American culture. Juneteenth has grown into an expansive and inclusive holiday, a holiday embracing Black food, music, and dance, inviting all to celebrate the positive energy and resilience that Black culture represents and contributes to the ongoing modern American experience. Juneteenth is an extremely important holiday in history, and as we've shared and as we've heard, commemorating the day when the enslaved people of Texas learned that slavery had been abolished and that they were free. In a time where so much history has been politicized, polarized, or simply denied, it's easy to lose the true meaning of today. I know, unfortunately, that racism is widespread and deeply rooted. I know that racism will not be eradicated in one single generation. However, I involve myself in this work, and I encourage others to involve themselves in this work. And I thank you for involving yourself in this work, because if we're able to push the needle toward equity, we will have done our job. We will have set up brighter, more safe days for the generation of my children, your children, our grandchildren, and many more to come. It's simply the right thing to do. Declaring Juneteenth a holiday is a symbol of our dedication to honoring Black Americans who have suffered the impacts of racism, slavery. Juneteenth marks the date of major significance in American history. It represents the ways in which freedom for Black people have been delayed. Becoming a state holiday will not merely give employees a day off. It will give residents a day to think about the future that we want while remembering the inequities of the past. Again, I urge passage of Senate Bill 22 to establish Juneteenth Day as a state of Alaska holiday. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Groudon. Are there any questions for Ms. Groudon? Great. Thank you for your testimony today. We'll move on next to Mr. Ed Wesley of Anchorage, if you put your name and affiliation and title on the record.
My name is Edward Wesley. I'm a former president of the Anchorage branch of the NAACP. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 22. In 1936, at the Summer Olympics in Berlin, Hitler had amassed his superior athletes at the Olympics. He wanted to display how great his nation was. But African Americans stepped forward and lift this nation. Ralph Metcalf and Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals and lifted this nation. And as a result of that, Hitler had to take a different approach to his superiority. With this bill acknowledging African American sacrifices of 200 years of free labor that denied our ancestors generational wealth, nevertheless, we have made major contributions to this nation that each and every one of you benefits from every day in the area of agriculture. George Washington Carver's work. What's interesting about all the contribution that we made in agriculture, when Social Security was set up in this nation, African Americans could not participate. Over 80% of us was in the agricultural fields, and we could not participate in Social Security. We helped build the Elkan Highway in the area of military. Technology, Katherine Johnson calculated the trajectory to the moon by hand, not to mention the contributions in sports and entertainment. Your support for this bill will be enshrined in history as support for a great nation that acknowledges past and embraces a bright future of unlimited possibility. I also believe that this bill will help with tourism in this state. I think that we are positioned to receive more tourists in this country, especially in this state, especially from African Americans, and the more people that have that day off to participate, it will help our small businesses throughout the state as more tourists will come and celebrate with us because of what we have to offer. I encourage all of you to support this bill as an acknowledgement of a bright future for all of us. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for testifying today, Mr. Wesley. Are there any questions for Mr. Wesley? All right. Seeing none, we have one more person left to testify on, and that's Vicki Jo Kennedy in Juneau, if you'd put your name and affiliation on the record.
Yes, gladly. Vicki Jo Kennedy. I'm still here in Juneau. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Miss Elvy, thank you. You know I love you. Miss Hodge, that was an incredible accreditation you gave. Mr. Wesley, I felt it from your heart. Lift every voice and sing. The Johnson Brothers of Jacksonville, Florida. I am in support of this bill. But I have one problem. I don't think we need to give transportation an exemption. And I mean, they need to not close another day to public transportation. The majority of people who ride public transportation in our state alone, just our state, are people of color, whether it be Native Alaskans, African Americans. But it just, I write caravan, and that would include them. And we've got enough holidays for the transportation. So that's the only thing I don't want to see in this bill. Other than that, the bill is magnanimous. Thank you, Ms. Elvie, and staff for coming to the committee with it. You know where my heart is with you. Thank you. And that's all I really have to say.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Kennedy. Are there any questions of Ms. Kennedy today? It's good to hear your voice, and we'll, I'm sure, see you at a future meeting here. Let's see. Are there any, is there anybody else left to testify? And it was open for public testimony. I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have. It was sort of in between, but we're gonna keep public testimony open until the next meeting when we hear this bill again. And if Senator Gray Jackson,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you end, I just need to make a correction for the record, because earlier I stated that President Biden made Juneteenth a paid holiday through an executive order, but he didn't. Congress passed a bill in 2021, which makes it even better. So I just needed to make that correction for the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And great. Thank you, Ms. Gray Jackson. Okay, so we will keep, well, public testimony will remain open at this time. Is there any committee discussion before we set the bill aside? Okay, we will not be holding a meeting this Thursday, February 16th. We will have the schedule out by 4 p.m. on Thursday, the 16th. And I think that we will be having a meeting on Tuesday, the 21st, which is 1 week from today. Is there any closing comment of any member at this point? Okay, we're going to set the bill, Senate Bill 22 aside, and bring it up at a hearing in the near future. Thanks again for being here to testify and present the bill. With that, I'll adjourn the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee. The time now is 4:07 p.m.